Applaud Podcast, where we get to know different people's focused lifestyles and their winning disciplines. And now, your host, the one and only Peter Larson.
Thank you very much and welcome to yet another episode of the Flawed Podcast. In this episode I'm going to talk to you about CrossFit Level 3, what that means and what kind of certification it is, how I did it, what it can mean for you, some tips and tricks, and generally what CrossFit is all about. So I know that a lot of listeners are CrossFitters. And what is CrossFit? Well, I have a great article, if you ask me at least, about what it is. But shortly, it's constantly varied, say that very quick, CrossFitters always do that, constantly varied high intensity functional movements. I'll link to everything talked about, of course, on flow.se/podcast, click on this episode. But constant variation, that is what people really like about this training regimen. High intensity is misunderstood. That means intensity for you. So that for me, it could be super high intensity, but you, maybe as a professional, my high intensity is super low, just a warm up or something. Functional movements is what we call core to extremity. That means that we are using or generating the powers from the big movers, particularly the hip, or in some cases what we call core. The great thing about CrossFit is that everything or many things are clearly defined. So Greg Glassman founded this company, I think, back in 2000. He's no longer with the company due to several reasons that I will not go into right now, because that's not what this podcast episode is about. But he defined it as increased work capacity across broad time and modal domains. So basically it means that if we do things right, our fitness will increase. And how will it increase? It will increase that you can work harder, longer, in more areas, and in areas that are similar. So for instance, if you are doing a deadlift, you will increase your deadlift, but you will also increase your clean, you will also increase all the other lifts, squat clean, clean and jerk, your pull-up, chest to bar, muscle up, etc. So I really like this system, and I think it was 6 or 7 years ago now that I started doing it after being a gym guy. And immediately, I realized this, I want to do this, I want to coach this. Same year, I think, a couple of months later, I undertook CrossFit Level 1 seminar. And the flow master there was Jami Tikkanen, great guy. Or everyone that I met in these educational things is completely outstanding. So for instance, Jami Tikkanen, he's known for being the coach of Annie Thorsdottir. She's won CrossFit Games several times. And he's the creator of the training plan. He also been on the intro of this podcast. He was also my coach when I took the CrossFit mobility course. He knows Kelly Starrett. He knows everyone pretty much. He's a great guy, great programmer. He knows everything in detail. So that was great. And then pretty much immediately after Level 1, I'm a learner, as you might know if you listen to the podcast for a while. I like to learn things. I like to teach things because I learn even more. So I went to Oslo some years later, and Chuck Carswell was the flow master for CrossFit Level 2. That was also great. You know, you learn the the 8 things that a coach should know, at least a CrossFit coach, and you know, that's MLS or midline stabilization, how important it is, you know, to brace your core, to protect your back. And people who are not into CrossFit, they only see, you know, the fails on online. They don't see, you know, the pros. I would encourage you to undertake level 1 or to go to CrossFit's official YouTube and watch the movements. I will link to the movements. They have movement standards for everything or most movements, which is great because then you know this is what it should look like. This is what I can improve. Because we're different, not everyone can have, you know, the perfect deadlift depending on the length of your legs, arms, etc. But, you know, it's good to have points of performance. Other movement standards or movement systems might not be as thorough as having the points of performance. And this is the benefit of having CrossFit not only as a training regimen, but also as a sport. But keep those very separate. It's very different to be a professional CrossFit athlete and to be a CrossFit, you know, athlete that's training for health. So anyway, the 8 things that you learn on level 2 is midline stabilization, core to extremity, as I mentioned just before, you know, the importance of using your hip in the movements, balance about the frontal plane. What does that mean? Well, I'm just going to go through it real quick. It means that, you know, you can divide your body in halves, the front and the back. We could simplify it a bit. And keep the balance there. So you will always have a tendency to go, even the perfect balance is, of course, directly above your midline. And we want to keep things balanced there. So when you do a rep, for instance, a push press, you want to have balance about the frontal plane. So that's critical. Posterior chain engagement is to activate the back side of your body. So that means the hamstrings, the core, or the glutes, I mean, and then the core. Sound hip function is to have, you know, not a muted hip, to have a good hip mobility, be able to use your hip in a good way, not being too stiff. If you sit too much, then please stand up. And then active shoulders. I think this one is really, really underutilized, underappreciated. So when you press, for instance, overhead press, it's really important. You can read a CrossFit journal about this, really good one, to push the extra one. And then you have the glenohumeral joint. That will be free. You will avoid shoulder pain, etc. And full range of motion about the joint is, of course, to have full range of motion, full mobility, if you can get that. And then the last thing is effective stance and or grip. So if you know these 8 things, then you know what to look for as a coach. That you learn it in level 2. And Chuck Carswell is pretty much a legend in CrossFit community. He was great. And then I realized that I want to keep improving. I coached for several years. I had the level 2. What's next? So then I realized there's level 3. What is level 3? And what's the, perhaps if we start with the requirement. So there are 2 ways to be eligible. And the first one is path 1. That is to have level 2 trainer certificate. And 750 hours of coaching CrossFit for groups or individuals. And you must accumulate those hours when you have level 1 or 2 certificate in the last 5 years. Okay, so that was path 1. So that's the path I took. Path 2 is to have 1,500 hours of strength and conditioning coaching at a professional level, pretty much, during the last 5 years. You also have to have CPR certificate that is, I think, valid or at least within the year or 2, you know, that kind of stuff. And then you can apply. And if you apply, you get to pay, I think, how much was that? I can't remember. You have to look at the site. But then you're eligible to undertake an exam. The exam is on your own in a secure environment. Pearson View, I think, was the examiner, at least when I did it. That might change, obviously. But still, when I look at the website now, they're still using Pearson View. Super secure. Actually, if you live in Gothenburg, they have a facility here when I undertook my exam last time. So why should you do it? What can you do? What is it? Purely theoretical. And the short answer is yes, you study yourself. I don't know of any, at least official study groups. And if you visit the study materials, there are over how many study materials? Over 120. So it's of course the level 1 training guide, level 2 training guide, then you have CrossFit Kids, CrossFit Masters, and this is also a great thing about CrossFit, that it is completely open source. That means that you, compared to other training systems that you that doesn't share the underlying principles or the science, this system is completely open source, so you can now, right now, go and read and look exactly what I read and know everything. You don't have to take the exam if you don't want to. I deeply recommend it, of course. I deeply recommend level 1, level 2, and level 3, actually. But back to this then. So then you can apply and then you undertake the exam. So the exam works like this. They divided it into six different domains. And the first one is actually screening and ongoing assessment. Screening and ongoing assessment is, of course, how you can screen an athlete and continuously examine them. You can use several ways to do this, and that domain is quite straightforward. Then you have programming, which is, of course, if your athlete has a goal or the goal of CrossFit, you know, general GPP, general physical preparedness, how can you do a good program with the underlying principles of CrossFit? What's needed? If I do a workout called Fran today, what should I do tomorrow, for instance? And then we have teaching, is of course teaching a class. CrossFit is designed to have a class, not necessarily individuals. Oh, you can of course coach individuals, but the system is designed for a class with teaching, and then coaching, they're pretty similar, but there's a difference from teaching someone doing correct movements and coaching someone. And then you have nutrition and lifestyle, which is super important, particular how to eat, what lifestyle, what's your blood markers, everything like that. What is omega-3? Is it important? You know, what's polyunsaturated fat, monounsaturated fats, ALA, EPA, DHA, that's omega-3. And then you have LA and GLA. And what's the last one? I can't remember, but that's omega-6. You know, what's the ratio? Why should you take omega-3 supplements in general? And lifestyle, of course, sedentary lifestyle, then perhaps you need to warm up more, do more mobility if you're older. And then lastly, we have classroom management and professional responsibilities. All of this is, I think, 160 questions. And then you have 4 hours to complete it, pretty much. So I undertook that last year when I record this. And failed the first time. I wasn't prepared. Second time was during the worldwide pandemic. So then I was really prepared. But then there are videos that didn't really load. There was some problem with the internet. And yeah, Peter, you're only making excuses, you say. But I failed that second time as well. And we agreed that that wasn't fair, so the third time I undertook the exam and passed. So very happy that I, you know, keep persisted that I got second chance and even a third chance, you know, to prove to myself mainly that I know this stuff. I am super interested. I don't know everything. I will never know everything about training and health, but I really like this system. I really think it's foundational for modern training. Very happy about that. So now when you know what CrossFit Level 3 is, there's some misunderstanding about what's the difference between CCFT and CrossFit Level 3. So it's pretty much the same. For me, at least, it's exactly the same. So CCFT stands for Certified CrossFit Trainer, and CFL3 is, of course, CrossFit Level 3. So the thing is, when you pass, you get two diplomas, actually. And this depends on the way that you took to the path that I mentioned before. So if you take the path two, meaning that you only have, but if you have 1,500 hours, then you can also only call yourself CCFT. But if you did like I did, a level two certificate, 750 plus hours of coaching CrossFit during your level one or level two during the last 5 years, then you can call yourself CCFL3 and CCFT. So I got two nice diplomas, and one hangs on the wall, and one I have on another wall, actually. So what should you do if you want to undertake these certificates? Well, first of all, you have to realize that this takes time. First time I did the course, it was I wasn't prepared. I thought I've studied everything, but you should read everything. I would say three times, two to three times at least. The level one guide, I think you should read constantly, or have a check it out very often to remind yourself, you know, what is elegance, what is the basics, what is excellence, what is a squat, why is a squat important, these kind of things. The second thing I would say is to review a thing that is actually not in, you know, the CrossFit content study material. And that is a CrossFit journal that's called How to Pass the CFL3 Exam. I really like that, and that helped me. So they call it, or the guy who wrote it, he called it the 6 and 8 rule that you can use as a study tool for level 3, for passing it. And the 6th rule is, you know, teaching, seeing, correcting, group management, presence, attitude, and demonstration. So this, as you remember, if you undertook level 2, is critical. And the 8th rule is what I mentioned briefly before, you know, midline stabilization, MLS, C2E, core to extremity, balance about the frontal plane, posterior chain, engagement, sound hip, active shoulders, full range of motion about a joint, effective stance. So remember that always. And what I also would recommend, having that study tool. And number 3 is what I would also recommend, is to go to CrossFit website and undertake, you know, the online courses. And what I would recommend is to undertake Spot the Flow. That sounds like Spot the Flow, right? But it's Spot the Flow. I haven't undertook all of them, but I plan to do that. So I would, if you have the time and are really committed, those really help me to get me in the right mindset for the actual exam. And of course, I can help you if you want to reach out. There are some limits to what I can say because I signed an NDA, so I cannot say, you know, prep specifics, what you could do. But if you read the 100 articles and, you know, feel like you really want to do this, I will help you if you want. There are some people, you know, that knows that I'm a level three. There are only, I think, 4 in Sweden at the moment. And the benefit to get you motivated to do this, if you're level two has an expiration date. Level 3 doesn't have an expiration date in the same way. Level 3 is in my opinion, much smarter, because you can then collect, what do we call it? Continuous education. So if I have a CCFT credential, which I have, I abide across with standards of professional practice, I have a current CPR certificate, I obtain 50 continual education units and complete a minimum of 300 coaching hours every 3 years. So as long as I'm a coach, this would be, in my opinion, reasonable to do. It's something that I do almost automatically. I love taking courses. I give my own courses, as you know. So this would be quite, if you're a normal CrossFit coach, this would be quite easy to collect the coaching hours and so on. So there you go. What I would also recommend is Pat Sherwood. I love that guy. I really like his way of approaching CrossFit. I would just check here. He wrote one of my favorite CrossFit journals, and that's called On Elegance. I'll link to that, of course. But pretty much, what is the purpose of your programming, of your movement? And in this one, it's like, it's, you know, simplification. It's elegant. It's close to the word perfect, but you know, if you follow him or like, you know, the classical CrossFit programming, he has a great offer. CrossFit Linchpin is his box and what he offers. I hope to get him on the podcast sometime actually. So that was my take on CrossFit Level 3. I plan to do at least this year more kind of thought processes, how I undertake educations. In the near future, I will do a similar podcast about what MoveNet is and how I think that complements that, and why I'm now teaching MoveNet classes, etc. So thank you very much for listening. I hope this gave you a clue or an idea of where to start, particularly if you are a level 2 coach getting to the end of your certification. I think they're only valid for 5 years. So that's great. There's so many options online now. And I think particularly if you're Sweden, we're a bit, you know, off compared to the US guys. They have perhaps more access. I hope to change that with this podcast. I hope there are more like me that want to continually improve, you know. Next level is level 4. Am I going to take it? Well, that level is not really up to me, but I hope someday that I could call myself level 4. That's more that the CrossFit SME staff will come to a class or come to several classes, you know, without me knowing. Am I following the CrossFit standards? You know, am I teaching, seeing, correcting? Do I have presence and good attitude? Do I demonstrate the movements? Do I follow the 8 steps, you know, of midline stabilization, core to extremity, and so on? And do I strive for excellence each day? Am I passionate about learning? Do I follow, you know, the fundamentals, the virtuosity and the master, the open letter that Greg Glassman wrote 2005? I think it's great. You know, elegance is CrossFit for me. It's really a defining word for this movement system. All right, that was it for today. Next time we're going to talk about productivity. And thanks again for listening. And if you want to be coached by me, just reach out to me, pl@flow.se, and I'll see you on the next time of this awesome podcast. Thanks. Okay, excellent. Thanks everyone for joining in. And maybe you thought the show was over, but I realized I forgot to say thank you to you for listening. Also thanks to Erik Rådbo, the master, brilliant genius that created the Flawed theme. Check him out. There's a link on the website to his other epic music available on SoundCloud and his website. I want to also thank CrossFit for enabling me meeting so many awesome people throughout the years, creating an alternative career for me, showing me what's possible with movements, and the broadness and the inclusiveness of the community has been nothing else but foundational and life-changing for me. Also special thanks to Jami Tikkanen, my level 1 coach, CrossFit Mobility coach, Chuck Carswell, my level 2 coach, and everyone else, Pat Sherwood, as I mentioned as well. I just want to highlight, I'm not expecting those guys to listen, but you know, I think that giving thanks where thanks are really due. I forgot to mention, you know, a thing that people miss with CrossFit, especially people who are not CrossFitters. So the most important thing is to have mechanics, right? Good solid mechanics. Once you have that, and that takes time, especially if you're like me, an older athlete, even when I started, just to get below parallel in a squat took me maybe 8 months, something. Consistency. You know, when you have consistent mechanics over time, then and only then should you add intensity. This is, you know, more theoretical. I understand the principles and the psychology for a normal athlete person wants to get the endorphins running after a session, but that's a trap. The ego is in the way, and also that hunger for that feeling. You will. Each move, everything counts, you know, each movement will count. Just want to highlight that. And thanks for listening. I hope to give more these shorter episodes, just sharing my thoughts. I'm a creator, a content creator, so I really want to share this. Thank you very much for listening. Look forward to talking to you next time. And until then, remember, luck fortunes the brave.